I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 7.1 magnitude quake struck China's Tibet region on January 7th. At least 126 people died and more than 47,000 had to relocate in the midst of below-freezing temperatures. Tremors touched Nepal and India, too. Chitri, A3 Countries Director for Nepal, says they're reaching out to people in northern Nepal to assess any needs there. It's an important time, remembering how after the deadly 2015 Nepal earthquake, Christians rallied others to begin clearing rubble.
These kinds of things actually moves the heart of the people, and the Holy Spirit can work in their life. They find Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Pray for Christians serving as the hands and feet of Christ. Pray also that urgent relief work will continue and consider supporting these efforts. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then, Christian broadcasters in Syria are keeping hope on the air in the midst of ongoing national changes. Alanka Stevenson with Transworld Radio.
They continue to produce programs and are adapting their content to the situation. And the main message has to stay the same, and it always had, and that is hope in Jesus.
Stevenson says there's a singular reason for ministries to keep producing content and interacting with people.
To connect them with the local church and to disciple them so they can continue to grow spiritually.
So please pray for protection, strength, and wisdom for the TWR team in Syria, and pray that many would come to Christ through their work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.